Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on One Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest sport update with Sport 24 by Media Team Talk. Jurgen Klopp highlights the importance of not dwelling on defeats. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp does not prolong the suffering for his players of their defeat, as he is more concerned with finding solutions to the setback. The newly crowned champions lost only their third Premier League match in two seasons. Unlike some commentators, pundits and fans, Klopp saw plenty of positives in the performance and stressed there was no point in berating players who had achieved so much with him already. I cannot change the lost result, but I can use it. But you cannot stop feeling, and a defeat feels really average. Even with that defeat, Liverpool remained 20 points ahead of second-placed City, heading into Sunday's match at home to Aston Villa. But despite having won the title in record time, Klopp wants more. We lost at City, so we have a lot to improve. The new situation asks for improvement. How do other teams react to us? We have to be prepared for that, he said. There is a lot of space for improvement in my case. Yes, by watching more football games, I became a better manager by investing more time in it. By having better messages, more information for the boys to help them, more than that, we have to improve. We are at a pretty interesting level, but it is still possible to make it better. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on One Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on One Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you the latest update with News 24 on the coronavirus. Gauteng's private hospitals under pressure, but not full. As a surge in COVID-19 cases hits Gauteng, South Africa's biggest private hospital groups say they have not reached capacity in the province despite being under immense pressure. They add, though, that the situation remains fluid and the critical care capacity of hospitals in particular is under stress. This week, News 24 reported that Gauteng state hospitals were also stretched in terms of capacity, which reports emerging throughout the week of patients being turned away from hospitals. Gauteng Health Department spokesperson Philani Mulungu said the system was under pressure and that patients who needed to be admitted to facilities that were full would be referred to hospitals where there was available bed space. Also battered by the pandemic, businesses warily eye the next 100 days. After the huge economic fallout from the first 100 days of South Africa's lockdown, some members of South Africa's struggling business community say the country cannot afford to keep the current restrictions in place any longer. My own view is that we can't really afford to have continued strict lockdowns. Instead, what is required, rather than a general approach, is we need to have a much more nuanced approach. We need to stop specific things. We cannot afford to stop economic activity anymore, says Economic Metrics' Director and Chief Economist, Dr. Azar Jamine. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on One Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on One Dot Radio, Voice Over Nations, bringing you an update with 9news.com.org. Residents stranded without food and supplies in Australia's harshest lockdown. Residents blindsided by the Victorian government's lockdown of 9 public housing towers in Melbourne are still waiting on food a day after the decision was announced. Around 3,000 residents across 9 housing commission towers in Flemington and North Melbourne will be locked inside their homes for at least the next 5 days. Health authorities warn that time frame could be extended if people refuse testing. No one is allowed to enter or exit the residences except for residents returning home, and more than 500 Victorian police officers are tasked with patrolling the corridors. Ahmed Dini is one of the residents locked in the towers and told 9 News he believes the move will spark anger among the community inside the buildings. "I'm really concerned for parents. There's a lot of trauma that's going to come out in the next couple of days." Food bank trucks today arrived at the towers with 3,000 meals cooked by Fair Share chefs to be delivered to the residents. "We've got lots of wet meals, casseroles, roast chicken and vegetables," Cricket Dejo from Fair Share said. The issues also extended to the carers of a Miss Whelan's grandmother who usually feeds her 3 times a day. Meanwhile, methadone and alcohol withdrawal support is also being organized for those residents in the towers who need it. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaan.radio, Voice of Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Vaan.radio, Voice of Nations, bringing you the latest insurance claims update with Santam by News24 and Fin24 with Londiwe Buthelezi. "We've agonized over the decision to reject claims. Santam says the lockdown is an economic loss, not an insured loss. The insurer says where businesses were forced to close because someone in their premises tested positive for COVID-19, it has paid and continues to pay those claims. But as the lockdown restrictions are eased further, Santam will not cover pandemic claims. We have agonized and we have really struggled over this," said Santam Chief Risk Officer Asher Grevler on Friday, as the insurer prepared to file its answering affidavit defending its decision to reject lockdown insurance claims. Santam and other short-term insurers who offer business interruption cover have become the tourism and hospitality industry's enemy number one. Their decision to not pay out for business interruption claims caused by the lockdown saw Santam being dragged to court by some of its clients. The insurer says the case, which will be heard in the Western Cape High Court on the 1st of September this year, will provide much needed clarity to everyone. The insurance principles have to hold. The principle of proximate cause, which is an enshrined principle in insurance, must hold. In legal terms, a proximate cause is concerned with whether a loss is a result of an insured risk. An intervening cause is a separate act that breaks the direct connection between the proximate cause and the actual closure of many businesses during the lockdown. There's a distinct between economic losses and insured losses, a clear distinction between the two. I don't think it would be fair to expect the whole insurance industry to underwrite the economic losses of the country, said Dilot Sotle. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vaan.radio, Voice Over Nations with me, Ingrid D.